You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Filling up has never hurt as much as it does right now for South African motorists. And I came across some R&B research recently that calculates the impact that higher fuel prices are having on the economy. They act as a significant drag on consumption, equivalent to roughly 14 billion rand, which is comparable to 0.5% of disposable income or a 1.5% personal income tax hike in terms of how much it extracts from discretionary income, how much it pulls out of your back pocket to fill the tank from week to week. Well, to talk about the tax components of the fuel price and the trade-offs that government needs to consider, I'm joined now by Wayne Duvenage, the head of the Organisation for Undoing Tax Abuse, OUTA. Wayne, always a pleasure. Let's perhaps dial it back a bit first. And we know the petrol price is a mix of all of these actual fuel costs and taxes and levies. What does the actual price of petrol comprise of when you strip out all the component parts?
There's 11 components, actually. It's quite a bit. And the basic fuel price is the one big component. That's the price we pay for the fuel landed here. And that's impacted by the oil price, Brent crude oil on the markets, as well as the rand-dollar exchange. And as that fluctuates, so we see monthly the adjustment to the fuel price. But it's those annual increases that come through that are put in by the tax man that have continuously gone up bit by bit, year by year. And when you look back, you start to see that today we pay more just in the tax components of fuel than we did for the entire fuel price 10 years ago, a decade ago. And that's crept up from 40% of the makeup of the petrol price back in 2009 to now 65%. So as we see this basic fuel price component drop, and we saw that in May last year, right down to, you know, two rand seventy, I think, for a litre, the fuel price itself doesn't drop too much. Now it's bounced back up, and we have the highest petrol price we've had at 17 rand 32. But still, the taxes make a massive component. Two major taxes are the fuel levy that goes to the taxman, and the road accident fund, which is a state obligation to road accident victims. It did away with the disc format of that, the third party, compulsory third party. And I think they did the right thing to put it on to the price of petrol, easier to manage. But when you lose control of the road accident fund, it starts throwing money at the problem, as they have there. So below 50 cents just over 10 years ago, now at 2 rand a litre just for the road accident fund. So it's adding up, and there's a problem here.
And it's clearly unsustainable because of those tax increases that are added, as you say, by the taxman every year come the February budget. And we see the increase in April always being ahead of inflation, and so far ahead of inflation. You can't continue to do that. And I do think that the finance minister in the most recent budget acknowledged as much. He said there's a limit to how much more we can tax. Yet they do seem to see the fuel price as easy pickings. What would you like to see happen from here?
Well, it is easy picking. The motorist is a soft target, but, you know, he's paying excise duty on his vehicles. He's paying all these fuel levies. He's paying toll roads. And when you add it all up, it's quite expensive. What we like to see is the trend must stop, because if they don't, I think the short-term thinking, you know, as this hole gets bigger and the country needs money, it's easy to go for these soft targets and the sin taxes and that, but then it starts to count against you. For instance, the conversion to electric vehicles. Now, it's not going to happen tomorrow, but in 10 years' time, you know, many European countries have forbidden the sale of petrol-driven vehicles by the turn of this decade, so 2030. That's going to impact on us. We're not going to be making these cars for much longer, and we're going to have to follow suit. And if the fuel levy, if the sale of fuel starts to dry up over the next two decades, which will start to happen, well, where are they going to get this revenue from? And when you start racking your brains, you can't put it on the price of electricity. That's already overpriced and overtaxed. And many of these cars will be charged through sun panels that are charging batteries during the day, and they'll be charging those from that energy at night. So they've got a dilemma.
Yeah.
And I think we're seeing this in the States. Many of their taxes, they are in a dilemma. You see it with the TV licenses and so forth. So they need to start thinking out the box to fix this problem.
And that EV question is fascinating because on the one hand you also want to incentivize the consumer to shift to electric vehicles, so you can't add the tax on the electric vehicle itself. We've got the motor industry, which is heavily incentivized and in part subsidized by government, successfully so. We built a very large industry, a big employer, but at what cost again? And so you have to make it attractive. It's a bit of a conundrum for government, knowing that governments do have a penchant for taxing anything that moves. That doesn't have a ready solution at hand. Which way do you think it might go as we start seeing the shift towards electric vehicles? Some say that we should see a deregulated fuel market, and there are pros and cons to that, because if you've got regulation, that provides at least some transparency to road users in the price. It's published monthly. We know what all the components are. But if you deregulate it, you could also get a bit of competition that could hopefully bring that price of petrol down in some areas. Some say it might raise the price in far-flung areas of the country. What do you propose as a solution?
Yeah, look, it's a difficult one because we have been regulated for so long. And you must understand that in the other levies, which is big component as well, it's also gone up every year, is the retail margin, which goes to the petrol stations so that they can remain regulated. And that's about 40, 45, or just over 40 billion rand a year. That's also gone up, so it's about 15, 14% of the total fuel price. Now, if you deregulate, yes, you can take that out, but it might backfire. And as you say, where petrol stations are but few and far between, well, they will have a field day because they will, you know, people have to weigh up to travel another 10 kilometers down the road to the next petrol station to fill up and save, 50 cents a liter type of thing. It's going to be a difficult one. But I think as EV electric vehicles come in and the demand and the price of petrol starts to drop over time, and here we're talking really 10 years' time, they might consider the deregulation then. But hopefully government's found a solution to the, which is now at this stage between road accident fund and fuel levy, another 150 billion rand a year to the state. And they're going to have to replace that with another tax somewhere along the line. And that's going to be a challenge for them.
Pretty big headache, that 135 billion rand sized headache. Wayne Duvenager, head of the organization Undoing Tax Abuse, talking about the inexorable rise of the fuel price and the conundrum facing government, certainly a difficult one to square in an environment where all of these forces are moving against it.